The Fenn Holloway River runs 36 miles through rural Taylor County before flowing into the Gulf of Mexico, but it's not found on most maps. For years, it was used for industrial dumping, a designation granted by the state in order to lure manufacturers to the area. Today, the Foley Cellulose Mill is the largest of those businesses, and for many, the plant and the county are part of one communal identity. When it comes to a fight over an impending wastewater pipeline, Taylor County residents are siding with the company. I'm Lynn Hatter. Decades ago, dozens of families called the Fenn Holloway River home.
My great-grandparents lived in Fenn Holloway. My grandparents were in Fenn Holloway. And my family, all of my siblings, grew up in Fenn Holloway.
Longtime Taylor County resident Vivian Sheffield remembers life on the river. She says it was the type of community where everyone looked after each other. There was a tree swing and a special swimming hole, fish fries on hot summer afternoons. That was before the state designated the Fenn Holloway an industrial river, before the Foley Cellulose plant came to town, before the river became fouled. Sheffield was in the fifth grade when everything began to change.
I moved from Fenn Holloway when I entered junior high school. So at that time, change started happening, of course, and the river wasn't used for recreation purposes as much then.
In downtown Perry, big trucks laden with logs rumble back and forth. The signs of the area's main industry are everywhere, from Little Pine Pediatrics to Tree Capital Bank and the Cypress Mill Bar. Tax collector Mark Wiggins is keenly aware of the deal the county has struck between the environment and the economy.
You know, in 54, you know, what did Perry look like? What did Taylor County look like? You know, what was the poverty level? If industry comes and industry brings jobs, then industry brings health care, you know, is it worth sacrificing a body of water? I can't tell you the answer to that. What I can tell you is what it has done since they have been here.
The cellulose plant and mill directly employ 500 people. Industries that support it make up thousands more jobs in the region. The river runs through a golf course built for mill employees. The company backs local soccer clubs, schools, and charities. It participates in community development efforts, and it has the largest tax bill in the county. In the past year, Taylor and its residents, along with Foley Cellulose, have been swept into a fight over how to deal with the plant's wastewater. The plant is planning to build a pipeline to bypass most of the river and carry that wastewater closer to the Gulf. But opponents don't think that's a good idea.
They need to clean it up, but they just flat refuse it.
That's Clean Water Action Network's Linda Young, and she's not alone. Wakulla County Commissioner Howard Kessler despises the project, and he worries it could hurt the area's springs and Wakulla's fledgling oyster farming industry.
We're 20 miles away as the crow flies from the Fenn Holloway mouth, so this really is right at our doorstep.
But the plan has already been approved by state and federal regulators, and the project is moving forward. Furthermore, what's going into the river now is not the same as what used to go in. The company has spent more than $100 million on river cleanup and restoration efforts, along with treatment upgrades to its facilities. It will spend another $20 million for the pipeline, which will run alongside and under roads and intersections, and eventually let out here at a boat launch.
What do you usually catch?
You redfish are in here?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Huh.
Speckled trout.
And do you catch? Do you catch them and eat them yourself, or do you sell them?
Eat.
You eat them.
We're approaching the mouth of the Fenn Holloway right here, and then you're at the Gulf of Mexico. So you can see the final discharge point is well away from the Gulf of Mexico, where it ends at Peterson's Landing.
Scott Mixon is the plant's spokesman. The river meets the Gulf about 2.5 miles from the dock where the pipeline will end. The plant's Chet Thompson heads up Fenn Holloway management for the company. He says the restoration goal is to make the wastewater reach the same salinity as what's already in the estuary.
The color today, the changes have already been made,
And we're monitoring for a water quality criterion called transparency, which is what color affects. And this is meeting that criterion today and is matching up with a system like the Ecofina, other Blackwater River. So this blackness is normal blackness levels.
Most Foley Mill employees are also longtime residents, and they know this river. They live, work, and play on it, and it has an almost sacred resonance to the people of Taylor County. The company says it's committed to continuing restoration efforts, and there's a widespread acknowledgement of the trade-offs that have come over the years. Tax collector Mark Wiggins says if he had to make the choice today of sacrificing the river to create tens of thousands of jobs,
I would probably say yes. And I would, and it would be very selfish to say yes, but I would probably do it only for the fact that I want to see this community grow. I want my children, if you moved here, I want your children to be able to come back to this community and put back into it what they got out of it.
And that's a trade-off most community members say they're willing to accept. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.